The Book Bay Escape podcast is currently searching for brothers that read. So if you are an adult black male and you are an active reader, I would love to talk to you and hopefully get you on the show for an interview. So I'm looking for four. So if you are interested, please hit me up and give me just a small intro, brief description about yourself. You can either email me or send me a voice message. Both links are in the show description. So if you are one of the book brothers out there and you're interested in being on the show, let me know. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Tierra Michelle, and you are listening to Book Bay Escape, a book club podcast celebrating black authors, black books, and of course you, the black reader. Roll up a fat one and pour up your favorite drink as we escape on the waves of each page together. Because hey, black people fucking read too. Hey guys, we made it to episode 2 of Book Bay Escape. I am so excited. So today I have a lot of things to share with you, a lot of information. So I'm going to start with some announcements. So first of all, I'm doing the show weekly as of right now. I'm going to be posting every Saturday. This will continue until September. So July and August, you will get a show every Saturday. September, the first show will be the 5th. The next show will be the 19th. So it'll change to bi-weekly. From then on out, it'll be every other Saturday. Not every Saturday, because y'all not to kill me. Okay. Second, there has been a Facebook group created for us. So, you know, I made this group. I was kind of, you know, trying to make it to where, you know, it's like a real book club and we talk to each other and we get to, y'all get to talk to each other, not just listen to me, you know what I mean? And we can engage with each other that way, me as well. So, to get added to the Facebook group, send me an email or you can message me directly on Facebook. Both links will be in the show description and I will get you in there, answer the two little questions. And, you know, all I ask is that everyone be respectful of everyone. And if you're going to post a spoiler, please put that it's a spoiler in the beginning of your post. Put the book and put the chapter. So that way people that have not read that far will not go any further. And you won't ruin the book of the month for anybody. I don't care about you talking about the book. I don't care about, you know, you posting things or whatever. It's gonna be fun. I want y'all to get engaged with each other and talk to each other, whatever. But just don't ruin the book for anyone, because everybody does not read at the same pace. And everybody don't have Amazon Prime. So, you know, just be respectful and be mindful of those things. So again, to get in the Facebook group, which I am publishing today, Facebook message me or send me an email, and I will get you in there, okay? Next, there are some ways to support the podcast. First of all, there is a Cash App. I have a Cash App. If you want to send me a little small donation on Cash App, that is fine. I will take it. So my Cash App is $Sativaisis, S-A-T-I-V-A-I-S-S-I-S. It's in the description as well. You can send me something there. There's also listener support through Anchor, which is anchor.fm/BBE with Tierra/support. You can always donate that way. And then there's Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/bookbayescape. And Patreon is a way, you know, to support podcasters like me, YouTubers, you know, people doing things like this. So if you go to Patreon, there's three tiers that you can support from, and each tier comes with, you know, different, like, incentives and things like that. So I'll just briefly go over the three tiers that I do have on there. The first one is the $5 tier, the official Patreon. You will get a weekly newsletter from me, a shout out on the show, and early access to episodes. So as soon as I finish an episode, you get it. Even if it isn't that Saturday it's supposed to come out or whatever. So, you know, you get a little extra stuff for LaQuaine. So that's the first tier. The second tier is the Book Bay Patreon, which is $10. That one was $5. And by the way, so when you sign up, they will charge you when you sign up. And then from there, it'll be the first of every month that you will get charged for it. And okay, so the second tier of the Patreon, Book Bay Patreon, you will get everything included in the first tier. Plus, you would get work in progress updates and, you know, little side videos and stuff. Like, the whole, it's like you get backstage access to the whole making of the podcast, you know, bonus videos and things like that, as well as the newsletter, the shout out, and the early access episode. So that's $10. The third tier, which is $20, is the VIP Book Bay Patreon. These people will be my little friends. So y'all get a monthly live chat with me. 5% Simply Charmed jewelry discount and access to the full library of videos, as well as everything mentioned in the second and first tier. So y'all get everything. The library videos and stuff will be available to everyone else for the month, but you will get the full access to everything that's there. So go to patreon.com/bookbayescape and you know, pick your tier and get signed up and get your shout out and whatever else comes with the tier on Patreon. So there's that. So that's Cash App, listener support, and Patreon. Now, the third way that you can support the podcast is, of course, sharing the podcast, posting about it, post your book of the month, tag me and stuff. You know, let your people know that I'm here and I'm doing this, and they need to be listening to me because I'm the shit, okay? So that is always appreciated. Don't be afraid to tag me and stuff. Message me. Whatever. This is the whole point of me making this, so that we can engage in each other as well as read together. Because there's nothing like a family that reads, right? So that is another way to support me. What else do I have? Also, I did make us a YouTube, because in the future I do want to do live shows. Probably the shows where I actually interview people. So when the live shows come about, you want to be ready. The YouTube is in the show description. Go subscribe, like it, turn your the little bell, turn that ting on, so that way when it happens, it happens. Okay, you never know with me what you're gonna get. So speaking of surprises, I am going to do a little contest for us, because I want this to be fun. You know, I want you to enjoy listening and enjoy being a part of this fucking gang. Okay, it's a book gang. It ain't a book club. But anyways, so I'm going to do a contest for us. The winner of this contest will get not July and August, because I have those set aside for something, but the September book of the month. I'm going to do a book of the month box that I'm going to give away every month, with different contests and different ways to get it or whatever. So you will get the September box, which will have the book of the month in there and other related things related to what the book of the month is. Okay, I'm already putting it together, like I'm getting ready. So do not miss this opportunity. Everybody loves free shit. Get your free shit, okay? Get your, get into it. But, okay, so the way to win the box. In the show description, there is a link that you can use to send me a voice message. What I want is for you to send me a voice message and tell me who your favorite black author is and why. Okay, that's all you gotta do. Just a brief, please don't make it long. Don't do that to me. But tell me who your favorite black author is, maybe your favorite black book, your favorite book by them, and why. Everybody already knows my favorite author is Ashley Antoinette. I love her. I talked about her damn near the whole first show. So, y'all send y'all's it, and then on, okay, so this is how I'm going to do it. The contest is going to end on July 31st. So, August 1st at midnight, it's over. If you ain't get your video in, you ain't getting shit. Okay? I mean, your voice message in. I will announce the winner on August the 1st on that show, because that is a Saturday. So on that show, I will announce who the winner is, get their information, and try to get their book to them, their box to them, so that way, come September, they're ready. Okay? So yeah, if you want a chance to win something free, something nice, something from me, then all you have to do is tell me who your favorite black author is. That's all I want. So in the show description, all the details for that will be in there, and I have also posted it in our Facebook group, so you know how to get your entry in, and I will pick the winner myself, because I'm going to go back and listen to all of them, and whoever pulls me, whoever gets me, you're going to get that box, you know, because I'm trying to be like baby Oprah, so I'm fist to be, you get a box, you get a book, you get a box, you know, so yeah, this is just the first one, so get your voice messages sent in ASAP. All right, now, I believe that is all my announcements. Of course, the book of the month. The Dope Man's Wife. Welcome to the world of money, murder, love, and deception. Nautica was raised by the streets and forced to grow up fast. The allure of the fast life pulled her into a world of scandal, schemes, and hustling. After Nautica comes up on a big scam and her biggest payday ever, she decides to move to the East Coast in search of a new beginning. What she thinks will be a new start turns out to be a nightmare. She meets Manny, a well-known millionaire drug lord who is planning his exit from the streets. Manny is ready to settle down and marry the woman of his dreams. He sweeps Nautica off her feet and introduces her to the good life, promoting her from an ex-hood chick to the queen of the streets. But when the past comes back to the surface, it causes their whole world to fall to pieces. Nautica and Manny have skeletons in their closet that intertwine and cause a dilemma that turns them against each other. This story takes you through the life of a dope man's wife and her fall from grace. Look through her eyes and prepare for a sexy page-turning classic that has an ending so unpredictable, not even Nautica can see it coming. So, our book of the month for July, the rest of July, is going to be The Dope Man's Wife by Jaquavis Coleman. Jaquavis Coleman is the husband of Ashley Antoinette, who is my favorite author. Okay? So, the book of the month, go and get it. The Dope Man's Wife. Now, it's a series. It's three books. The Dope Man's Wife, The Dope Fiend, and then The Dope Man. Three book series. We're going to read all three. that's why I said I have July and August kind of taken care of. So we're going to do the Dope Man's Wife for July, then the Dope Fiend and the Dope Man for August. So if you want to just go ahead and get all three, read all three, and be ready, then you be ready. Okay? These are not long books. They're very interesting. If you're anything like me, you're going to finish it in like a day or two. I guarantee you. It's a great book. Now, before we go deeper into the book of the month, I do have some tea. So, on the previous episode, I did talk about, you know, some books that I was thinking about getting for the book club that I had not read before. And one of the books that I mentioned was the book by B. Simone, which was called Baby Girl, Manifest the Life You Want. Now, y'all, I went and looked for this book. It was nowhere. Like, it has been pulled from the shelves. So I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on? So, upon further investigation, I find that the book has been pulled from the shelves because B. Simone was accused of plagiarizing other bloggers to make the book. So basically, the book is just a collection of shit that she stole from other people. So, first let me just talk about B. Simone for those of y'all that don't know. B. Simone is a comedian, singer, actress, and social media personality. She was born in Memphis and grew up in Dallas, Texas, then later moved to ATL. She's best known for Instagram posts and, you know, social media things. She has a vegan makeup line right now. She's also popular for her appearances on MTV's Wildin' Out and in rapper DaBaby's video, Find My Way. That's her in that video. B. Simone, I actually like her. She's really funny. And, you know, like, when I seen that she wrote this book, like, because like I said on the previous episode, I have been following her for a long time. Like, before the MTV, before the shit with DaBaby, before the makeup line, you know, which she was just laying in her bed every morning telling jokes on Snap. So I've been a fan of hers for a while. So when I seen that she wrote a book about manifesting the life that you want, I was really interested because I kind of watched her do it, you know? I kind of watched her talk herself into where she's at all the way up until, you know, the whole thing with DaBaby. If you don't know, before she actually met DaBaby, for Halloween, she dressed up as DaBaby's wife with the whole wedding dress and everything and had a life-size cardboard cutout of him in a tuxedo, and that was her Halloween costume. And then, you know, she ends up in DaBaby's video, and they're not dating from what they say, both say, but they're very close. And I'm kind of jealous because he's fine as fuck. Anyway, so, yeah, I went and looked for the book, and it has been pulled. I do have a small clip of B. Simone actually talking about what happened that I'm going to play for y'all that came from her Instagram. So let's go ahead and play that.
Y'all know me. I have been vulnerable, real, transparent, honest throughout my whole career, and this moment isn't any different. I want to make a quick short video and address all of the accusations surrounding my book, but because it is now a legal matter, I can only say so much, but I wouldn't be me and I wouldn't feel right if I didn't say anything at all. So that's what I'm doing. I had a vision to create a book for young women to change their mindset and to manifest, because that is how I feel like I became successful in life. That is my truth. That's what I know about. So that's what I wanted to teach young women, manifestation. I wanted to tell them my story, right? I've never written a book. I've never been an author. So as an influencer, as a creative, as an entrepreneur, me and my team outsourced. We hired a team that we trusted, that we thought could bring my vision to life. And they did a lot of things without my knowledge. A lot of things without my knowledge. And I am here to fix it. I'm here to fix it. I've reached out to every creative involved, every female involved to fix this issue. And even though I feel like the people I hired in my team dropped the ball, I'm taking full accountability because at the end of the day, I'm the leader. I'm the CEO. I'm the coach. So, you know, it's my brand. I take full accountability even though I did not know. I'm here to fix it. I'm here to speak about it. I'm not going to run from this. I'm going to face it head on. You know, I'm learning, I'm growing every single day, every single day. My business mind, it's growing every day. The way I do business is growing every day. I take this as a learning experience, you know. The books have been taken down. We're stopping all sales until this matter is black and white, clear as day. I don't want any gray area. And I thank y'all for rocking with me. I thank y'all for supporting me. Once again, I take full accountability, even though I did not know. Because why? I am the face of the brand. I am the brand. I am the coach. Even if the player fucks up, I'm the coach. So I wanted to speak on this, let you know I'm in the business of fixing it. And I love you guys, everybody that's been so supportive and loving throughout this whole process. You don't know how much I need that. I done cried about it. I done vented about it. Now it's time to fix it. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank y'all for rocking with me.
Okay, so yeah. That was from her Instagram. Basically her apology or whatever. And this was like June 16th. So this is like recent. This just happened. Like I just missed the book. And that's because I had heard so much stuff about it. Like how good it was. And so in the article, they say that she basically was stealing like worksheets from other bloggers that had you know, similar things. Like somebody that wrote a planner, that she stole like literally sheets. They didn't change anything. Didn't alter it at all, just the exact same sheet, and like put it in her book with a bunch of diary entries, and says she wrote it. Now, I'm not knocking her. When you have a lot of things going on, and you're an entrepreneur, and you're running this, and filming here, and doing this, and making this, it gets hard. It's a lot on you. I understand. And so she probably did, you know, hire somebody to put the book together. She had the idea. She said she wanted it this way. And they went out and stole some other people's shit and said, here, we got the book for you, you know. So I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get to see it. If anybody has a copy of it, I will buy it from you. Because I don't want to wait till the court shit is over with. I'm trying to see the original book. I still want to read it. So, yeah, if you know somebody, if you see it on eBay or something, hit me up. Let me know, because I still want it. I don't care where she got the ideas from. Shit. But, yeah, so if you were wondering why that is not going to be on our book list, that's why. So, yeah. I'm sorry that it's fucked up, you know, but she should have been more involved in the process than she was, you know. But hey, shit happens. So yeah, that book is not on the market anymore, and we will not be reading it. Sorry. All right, now finally, let's get into our book of the month. Now, as I mentioned earlier, our book of the month is The Dope Man's Wife by Jaquavis Coleman. A little bit about Jaquavis Coleman, and you can follow him on Twitter at Real Jaquavis. Real, R-E-A-L-J-A-Q-U-A-V-I-S. That is his Twitter. A little bit about him. He is half of the writing team. Ashley Antoquavis is the penny name that they are under. But it's Ashley Antoinette Antoquavis Coleman. They are a married couple that writes books together. Together they have over 58 books. I have the complete list of their books, both together and their books alone, because they do write books alone also. I'm going to post the book list in our group, all 58 of them. There's a lot. I haven't even read all of them, but I've read majority of them. I've read most of those books because I love Ashley. Ashley, even together, Ashley and Jaquavis, a lot of their books together I've read, and they're fucking awesome. So, they were named Ebony Magazine's Top 100 Power Couples in 2012. Together, they are 5 times New York bestsellers, on the New York bestsellers list, which makes them the youngest black couple on the list. In 2011, they signed to YMCMB, yes, Young Money Cash Money Billionaires record label, founded by Baby and Slim. So in 2011, they launched the YMCMB book division, and their first book that they released was Murderville, which is by Ashley and Jaquavis, and it's a 3-part series. I've read Murderville. It's good. It's good. It's crazy, but it's good. These are 2 young, black, successful authors in love, and that in itself is just fucking amazing. So, we will be reading the full Dope Man's Wife series, which is The Dope Man's Wife, The Dope Fiend, and then The Dope Man, all 3 by Jaquavis Coleman. His next book is going to come out Christmas 2022, and it's going to be called The Stiletto Agreement. That is the next book that he has coming out. But, like I said, I got the full book list in our group. Now Ashley and Jaquavis, they actually have this really cute story about how they met. It's so cute. So basically, like, they write from experience, which is probably why I feel like every word of their books so much. So when they met, he was a drug dealer and he was running from the police, and he had something on him and threw it in her yard. And she got it, and she didn't say anything, and she gave it back to him, and that's kind of like how they started talking, you know. So she's a ride or die from the gate. Okay, so yeah, so they were really young. I think she was like 16 when they got together. She ended up getting pregnant and lost the baby, and so when she lost the baby, she was on bed rest and couldn't really move, couldn't walk. She was just in the bed, and they were against the couple, but they shared the love of reading. And so they did like a personal contest against each other who can write the best book, since she was at home and couldn't really do anything. So they both wrote books, and that's kind of how they became authors together. And it's really cute. I'm going to play this clip from HBO from 2017 that just kind of has them talking about the story and things like that. And then I will read the prologue to the book. And we are going to get started with our first book of the month. And I'm so excited. So let me just play this clip for you guys. And then we will go into the prologue.
The couple met in a cinematic manner befitting their books.
Likewise, how you doing?
Quavo was running from an undercover cop with 9 ounces of cocaine.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, right there.
That bush right there.
As he was tackled onto the ground, he tossed the package into Ashley's yard. She hid it, told no one, and returned it to him later that night. The story became their first book, Dirty Money. Their subsequent novels, thrillers, and sprawling crime sagas aren't unlike your usual best-selling fare, yet they're designated as urban or street lit. What do you think about the moniker, like, street lit?
It is what it is. I know street literature, it gets a black eye, right? Because we're writing about these seedy underworlds and the black market, but really the only thing we're doing is holding up a mirror. So it kind of hurts when you see the truth. So they frown on it because they don't understand. And sometimes it's kind of hard to digest.
This was the thing about reading books. There were no characters that looked like us. Yeah. Like, we came up on, he loves John Grisham. Yeah. And I was reading, like, as a very young girl, like the Sweet Valley High books. And
right.
I was escaping this world, this violent, gritty city that I was in. I was reading about the white picket fences. But those girls didn't look like me. They didn't talk like me. They didn't have a mama like mine. You know,
yeah,
none of that.
Aryan.
Exactly. I couldn't relate to any of that. So when we decided to write, we wanted to write what was real to us. We wanted to write about faces like ours, about circumstances like ours.
At what point do stories created by African Americans about African Americans get to just be stories? The most profitable movie of the year is Get Out by Jordan Peele. Shonda Rhimes and Lee Daniels are kingmakers. With a devout fan base and prominent placement at major booksellers, it's no wonder that the Colemans are being tapped for TV. Not prestige or niche TV, but mainstream network shows.
We signed a deal with NBC Universal, and we signed a deal with Warner Brothers. So we'll be creating for television.
What kind of stories can we expect from you guys for TV?
We're writing family shows. We're writing YA shows. We're writing, of course, a street show, which
science
is phenomenal.
Fiction.
Yeah, we're writing science fiction. Yeah. So we're not limiting ourselves at all. That's the beauty about Hollywood. It takes us off a leash.
The COVID-19 virus has the whole world in a global pandemic. So there's no better time than now than to sit down, be still, and open a book. So I want you to let me know what it is you're reading. Send me an email to bookbayescape@gmail.com, and your book suggestion could end up on the show as one of our books of the month. So remember, wash your hands, wash your ass. If you go out, wear a mask, and if not, please stay your ass at home. The Dope Man's Wife by Jaquavis Coleman. Prologue. Bad bitches. Huh, bitch, come on. Nautica weaved in and out of traffic, trying to avoid getting hit by the cars on the busy Flint Street. She gripped the Louis Vuitton book bag tight and looked back at Kaya, who was struggling to keep up in her 6-inch stilettos. Kaya quickly snatched off her shoes and ran full speed, catching up with the girl. Both of the girls finally reached Nautica's car and hopped in. Breathing heavily, they both rested their hands on the headrest to catch their breath. Nautica looked in the rearview to make sure the shooter was nowhere in sight. We did it! She double-checked her rearview mirrors before opening the book bag on her lap and pulled out stacks of rubber-band $100 bills. She was a little shaky from the unexpected shooting, but the money made everything seem a little better. Almost instantly, both of the girls began to yell in excitement as they looked at their new boyfriend, Benjamin Franklin. About 80,000 of them. Oh my God, I can't believe what just happened. Nautica took a deep breath and stared down at the money. So this is what 80 stacks looks like. A big smile on her face, she picked up one of the G stacks and kissed it. We said, Mama, I can't believe. Before Kaya could complete her sentence, the sound of gunshots, blasts, and shattering glass rang out. Glass from the back window flew on the girls as the shooter stood 20 feet from them and emptied his clip, bullets flying one after another. Go, go! Kaya yelled as she looked in the rear view and saw the crazed man shooting at them. She couldn't see exactly who he was, but she wasn't trying to stick around and play Columbo either. I thought that nigga was dead. Nautica scrambled to start the car and threw the shift in drive. As the terrifying sound of bullets thumping the car's exterior serenaded the girls, she sped off, ducking down slightly and peeking over the steering wheel, trying to merge into traffic. The way the bullets were coming, she knew it was an automatic weapon. Nautica peeked in her rearview mirror and again saw Zion firing his gun. When she finally got far enough distance away from the bullets to stop hitting the car, she sat up and took a deep breath. Her heart beat rapidly as she could barely drive straight because of her shaking hands. After Nautica caught her breath, she tried to laugh it off. "Fuck him," she yelled. "We did it." When Kaya didn't respond, she looked over to her and saw her staring aimlessly, her head propped against the window. "Kaya! Kaya!" Nautica yelled. She reached over and shook Kaya, and her body fell over, and her head flopped down on the dashboard, revealing a bloody hole in the back. "No, no," Nautica yelled. "Don't die on me. We don't die, Kaya." Nautica kept shaking Kaya, but it was no use. The bullet had killed her on contact. This has been a reading of the prologue, The Dope Man's Wife, by Jaquavis Coleman, Book Bay Escape Book Club's first book of the month. Get your book and start reading now. Before I go, I do want to let everybody know that, as I mentioned earlier, I do sell homemade jewelry that I make myself. A lot of my jewelry has healing crystals incorporated in the pieces. I make bracelets, necklaces, anklets, waist beads, body beads, anything you can think of, I got you. So I would just like to ask all of my listeners if you can go ahead and head over to my Instagram page, is sc.by.tierra, T-I-E-R-R-A. My Facebook page is Simply Charmed by Tierra. You can also get to that, I think, by going to facebook.com/sc.by.tierra. And I'm on Twitter. It's sc_by_tierra. So the name of my company is Simply Charmed by Tierra. We have all kind of pieces, all with crystals, really pretty, shiny things. We have stuff for men, we have stuff for women, we have stuff for kids. Just go by, take a look at my shit. Let me know what you think. If there's something that you fucking see, or you have an idea of something that you want me to make for you, fuck with me, I got you. So again, it's Simply Charmed by Tierra, SC by Tierra, on most social sites you can find me. I'll plug it in the show notes also. But stop by there and get your fucking shop on, because podcasting ain't free. You feel me? Okay, everyone, that is it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed. I had a lot of information. I hope y'all soaked it up. Go shop with Simply Charmed. Go become a Patreon. Go get the book of the month, The Dope Man's Wife by Jaquavis Coleman. Get the whole series so you can be caught up. Go send your voice message in so you can be entered to win in the contest. What else did I say today? Oh, go get added to the Facebook group where I will be very active. So we can be like a real book club, okay? Again, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Tierra Michelle, and I'm out. Peace.